Uncle Tony sent me pictures from deep sea diving. It's amazing how many plants and animals God made.
He got some amazing photos from going deep in the ocean. Now, what will you get by going deep in the Bible? Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Did you know that Noah was a woman? No, I don't mean Noah and the Ark Noah. I mean Noah from Numbers chapter 27. She and her four sisters were granted their father's land by God because they had no brothers to inherit it. If you've grown up going to church, you probably think you've heard every single Bible story, know every character, and learned about everything there is to know in the scriptures. But don't stop there. When you study the Bible your whole life and go deep into it, God will teach you way more than just about the two Noahs. Our story today is entitled, Go Down Deep. Dominic was scrolling through photos on his computer when his dad looked in. "Hey, Dad, I think I want to be a deep sea diver someday," Dominic announced. "Look at these pictures Uncle Tony sent me. He took them when he went deep sea diving in Florida." Dad peered over Dominic's shoulder. "Wow," he said. "What unusual plants and animals, and what vivid colors." His eyes twinkled. "Maybe I should become a deep sea diver too. It would be great to actually see those things." Together, they examined more of the pictures. "God must have a wonderful imagination to create such a variety of life forms," Dad observed. "Uncle Tony says the farther down in the ocean you go, the prettier it gets," Dominic said as he zoomed in on another picture. He paused and turned to his dad. "Why do you suppose God made such interesting creatures and then hid them deep down in the ocean where most people don't ever see them?" Dad thought for a moment. "I'm not sure, but these pictures remind me of the great God we have and also of the riches we can find in the Bible."
"The Bible?" repeated Dominic. "What do these pictures have to do with the Bible?"
Dad smiled. "Well, think of Uncle Tony. He's seen the ocean many times, and yet he decided he wanted to explore it more thoroughly, to go down deep and see what he could discover. Do you think he was rewarded for his efforts?"
"He sure was," said Dominic. "These pictures are amazing."
Dad nodded. "It's like that with God's Word. If we explore and study it, he'll reward us too. I used to think reading the Bible wasn't important. I figured I'd already heard all those Bible stories and biblical principles in church."
"You probably had," said Dominic. "I have too."
"We've heard many," said Dad. "But learning about Jesus through his word is a lifelong process. There's always more he wants us to know, and he'll reveal additional knowledge, insights, and wisdom to those who are willing to dig deeper into the Bible." Dominic grinned. "I may have to wait to become a deep sea diver, but I can start exploring the Bible now." So what about you? Are you aware the Bible has much to teach you? It holds a tremendous amount of knowledge, and as you spend time reading and studying God's Word, He'll teach you new things. He'll help you understand more about Himself and what He did to save you. And He'll show you His promises and how He wants you to live. So go deep into His Word to find the treasures waiting for you. Our key verse is Psalm 119:18.
"Open my eyes so that I can see all the wonderful things in your teachings."
And our key thought today, study the Bible. Do you have teen brothers or sisters? If you do, you know how busy they are. It can be tough to spend time with God on busy days, but the Unlocked Teen Devotional app makes it easy. Every day there's a short story or article to read or listen to, along with questions and Bible verses to think about. Go to unlocked.org to get a direct link to the app. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids.